שלום לכם צופים יקרים.
Hello.
שלום לך הרב דוקטור מיכאל לייטמן.
To all of our viewers, hello Dr. Michael Lightman. Dr. Lightman. Hello. Hello Norma Livne. Norma. Hello. Nitsa. So today we're going to talk about women in the new world, and this is a topic that is close to any woman, whether a woman experienced birth and she has children or she didn't experience birth yet. One way or another, pregnancy and birth are one of the central things making up the life of a woman. And looking today at the state in which we're in, we see that we're in a world that's changing before our own eyes. Things that were customary up until the coronavirus, as if there was a certain lifestyle up until then, and due to the virus, all of us, all of humanity, find ourselves in a new state, a state that currently is experienced as a serious crisis that is only deepening, and no one has any idea where is it all headed. But what is clear is that it's all leading to a new world that we're unfamiliar with. We have no idea what are its characteristics, how to work with it, in it, and therefore we, as women, from our angle, from the female angle, we'd like to ask you, from our acquaintance with the processes of crises, birth, pregnancy, how do you see the connection or analogy between birth and the current state that we're experiencing now as a serious crisis? Dr. Lightman, it's completely the same, really. First of all, the word crisis comes from the word birth, in Hebrew at least. In Hebrew, crisis means Mashbil, that also means a special place where this is a special kind of rock where a woman crouches down in order to give birth. So crisis is birth. So what we're experiencing now, this crisis, is the birth of a new world. And unequivocally, this is how I see it. Nitsa, what's special about this crisis? There were always crises, Dr. Lightman. These weren't crises that really changed the world. Changed society a bit here, there, humanity. But now the crisis, even though that in the meantime it seems as, it's not that bad. It's not a war. It's not something that's falling from the sky. People aren't dying in bunches. No, that's not happening. And as much as it does shake us up, these are really small things, actually. But still, we can call this as a crisis precisely because it's giving birth to a new world in front of our very eyes. And really, we will soon see how human society, how we, families, everything will change. Everything, our attitude toward reality. Man's internality, man's perception of reality will change, and then we will see a new reality. We don't see it yet. It's like a baby that was just born. What did he see? When he's born, what does he see about his mother, about what's going on? What did he see inside his mother? What did he see when he came out? Until he gets his hearing and vision, and until he starts understanding things. And, you know, he jumps up, doesn't understand what's going on. You know how babies are when they're born. And afterwards, he starts growing up and getting to know the world and grasping the world. And he really sees something specific. The very same way we too have to be born. We, the adults, we have to change our vision, our perception for this new world. And it will happen very soon. Norma, why this process of change? Why does it have to be accompanied with such terrible pain, unbearable pain? Pain that men aren't familiar with, but as women, we know that it's a pain that there's no second to it. Dr. Lightman. True, it's a very strong pain, great pain, a feeling that the entire body is about to explode, and it's impossible to imagine what that is. Labor pains, it is a very, very critical state that is life-threatening, true, on the one hand. On the other hand, we see that there's no choice, that this is what nature does, how nature does it, that we have to go through this. Norma, so an analogy to what our world's going through, how can we compare, Dr. Lightman? It's impossible to compare because giving birth to a child is something that a woman wants to do. Also, there is social consent around the woman that pushes her to get pregnant and to give birth, and again and again, even several times. And it's natural. And nature gives women lots of endurance, the ability to bear these unsimple and also dangerous situations. Whereas here, all of humanity, men too in this case, along with the women, that a woman always tells the man, it's a shame that you don't know what it means to give birth. So now you can be content. You can calm down. Men will go through this birth in the truest, hardest, proper way. They'll feel how they're suffocating, that they're incapable of doing anything, that it's really like, it's like you're exploding from within and you can't do anything. And afterwards, you nonetheless, you wonder and you pray and you do different actions, acts of connection, and then you participate in the birth. It's very hard birth, very special, where you give birth to yourself in the new world. You cross the barrier. You cross the stage where you're born in your new form, Norma. Giving birth to a new state, why does it have to be accompanied with so much pain and suffering? Because giving birth isn't only suffering, you know, it's a lot of pleasure to create something new. It's ours. But still, why does it have to come with all this horrific pain? What's the use? What's the benefit? What does it give a person, to all of humanity, going through this process of pain? Dr. Lightman, this pain later on becomes strength. And that a woman goes through this pain during the birth, it strengthens her and afterwards gives her lots of strength to keep on going, to take care of the child, and altogether to participate in what's going on in the world. A woman only grows stronger as a result. Precisely those endurances, the suffering that she goes through during birth, it all affects the body in such a way that it strengthens the body, strengthens a woman, and therefore she is stronger before birth, after birth, stronger than the man himself. She's more patient and everything. Nitsa, so the suffering that we all experience as a humanity, what we started experiencing as suffering, at least, is a force that later on will give, just like it gives a woman, this feeling that I can do everything. I can say about myself, after birth, after I gave birth, I told myself, after this, I can do anything. So this is actually the essence of the suffering that we're all going through in order to give humanity what? The force to develop, to what? Dr. Lightman, yeah, the force to develop. It's very beneficial to the health, to to be able to hold on to life. Nitsa, you said that we're crossing some kind of barrier as a humanity. What is that? Dr. Lightman, from world to world, just like a baby is born from the womb of his mother, and before that, he was in the form of a fetus, which is a completely different form of functioning than what you have after birth. The body takes upon itself to start getting to know this new reality, the new world outside of the womb. The body of the newborn baby is taking upon itself the functioning, an independent functioning. And it already, or the baby already cries and laughs and will soon start talking and seeing and hearing and everything. We know that all of these things, they actually come through that suffering that also the baby, the embryo goes through. Nitsa, the fetus also goes through the process of suffering during the birth. Dr. Lightman, well, not like the mother, but yes. Norma, in what way? Dr. Lightman, he loses the entire previous feeling that he had in the womb, which are labor pains that come from the mother and also an effort that he himself makes, but not that he does it on his own, that he understands what he's doing, but nature forces him to act that way. And therefore, nature is turning him upside down and gives him the force, the strength to make an effort to come out of the cervix, and this is how he's born. All in all, he's doing serious work too. Norma, so in relation to our situation, the fetus is, it's us, it's society, Dr. Lightman. No, not each and every one of us, not all of humanity. Each and every one of us is a fetus, and the womb that we're in is our environment. And therefore, we have to be born from our environment, with the help of the environment, and to start being in this new environment that we're born in, that before that we don't feel the environment like we do after our spiritual birth. For us to start feeling it really as the paltsuf of our soul. Nitsa, when you're saying that the environment is the womb, you mean human environment or also the still vegetative, the animate? Dr. Light, no. Human environment. Let's not take everything into consideration. It's too much. Norma, so the pain is because we were in a place where there was warmth and security and a shield and protection, and we're going out into a world that we're not familiar with. Dr. Lightman, yes. Norma, so how can we as a humanity go through this state, this cross, this barrier that you're talking about in the easiest way? We know that when giving birth, there are several degrees of opening. What degree of opening are we on? Dr. Lightman, this I can't say. Can't say. First of all, in the meantime, it's impossible to see this in humanity. I see no opening yet of the womb. Still, everything is closed, even though there's pressure already. But this pressure inside the womb from humanity that has to be born isn't goal-oriented yet. The fetus is with his head. His head is directed upwards. He didn't turn upside down yet. Nitsa, what's the difference? Dr. Lightman, this turning, this flip, is the inversion of importance that previous, it was the ego that was so important, that's being with the head upwards. Now he wants to give this up, forget about this, to take on a new form of behavior, and therefore it is a sign that he's turning with his head upside down. And what's more important, Dr. Lightman, what was more important before is no longer important, and new things become important, and things that weren't important before, which are bestowal, connection, love of others, this becomes important. Nitsa, and an analogy to society today, previously we know what was important for us. We developed as individuals, Dr. Lightman, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. Nitsa, of course, to succeed, personal success, and in this new world that we're all going to be born into, Dr. Lightman, very different, completely different. We'll start understanding that what's important to us is that we will start connecting with one another, and in our connection, we will discover a new reality, the upper force, and we will identify with it, and we will want to all the time be connected to it more and more. Norma, sounds as if this process, like there was no real transition in terms of consciousness. Dr. Lightman, wait a second, why not? First of all, we weren't born yet. We didn't go through anything yet. We don't feel that we're with our head upside down. There's nothing yet. It's like in the pregnancy itself. When does the fetus turn upside down? Nitsa, somewhere around 7th, 8th month. Dr. Lightman, so we're not there yet. And you're saying that we've already passed that, Norma. No, I mean that we've passed from the previous state of receiving and buying and hanging out ceaselessly, having an endless party, to a state where we do feel the crisis, that something new has to happen, Dr. Lightman, so we won't see it as a crisis at all. I understand. It's like a young lady that didn't want to get pregnant, but turned so out. And now she's in a state where she has no idea what she's going to do. So let's not think about ourselves that way. We did enter as an embryo. We've entered birth where nature, the creator actually, the one who's pregnant is the creator. He's the one who has to give birth to us. And he'll do it. Only accordingly we have to understand the measure to which we have to aid him, agree to the process, connect more and more, be more and more willing to be born. And of course, by that, we will be able to hasten our development, because there isn't a certain period of time for it, but it's to the measure to which we connect, and then we will be ready. Nitsa. In a physical birth, it's common at some point to prepare yourself for birth. And a woman is taught, she takes this course where she's taught a lot about the birth, and eventually that nature gives you labor pains, that's fine, but you have to be a part of this process. You have to cooperate, be a partner. So maybe we're only starting to feel labor pains, crisis, something, pain. What can we learn about our situation in order to participate in this act of nature? What do we have to explain to ourselves about this action that we're going through? Only connection. Only connection, and gradually through the connection, let's learn, what do we need? How can we be more and more connected? And then we'll understand, what do we have to do? We're still far from the birth itself. Just get it, that if we do not connect together, there will be, God forbid, it might flaw the newborn baby. You know, suppose that parts of his body will be missing. They didn't all come together. Nitsa. So the connection is a condition. Dr. Lightman, it's the body of the baby. Nitsa, it's essential, Dr. Lightman. We have to connect between us with each other, and we have to have this kind of form for the baby to be born in a good and nice way with all of its parts. So God forbid there isn't some kind of a miscarriage or something. But the connection between us has to be correct, true. If it won't be, then nature, the Creator, will put such pressure, will give us such problems and troubles that we'll have to connect. Because, like we said, the cervix is very narrow, the coming out is very narrow, the exit. It's like a pear where the exit is very narrow and we will have to go through it in a very... If we come together, no problem. All in all, we have to connect with each other, connect to each other, and try to invert our values that what previously was important is no longer important, and what wasn't important is. It means that we're already turning with our head upside down, and we're all connected in that opinion. And afterwards, labor pains. Labor pains, you know what that is. Norma, yeah, we're familiar with it. Dr. Lightman, we'll have to go through all of these things spiritually for it to direct us to be ready for birth. Norma, it means that we're still not there? Dr. Lightman, of course we're not there yet. We didn't collect ourselves into the form of an embryo yet. Gather ourselves, Nitsa. You know, it's amazing. I'm thinking, what did the coronavirus do? It came and said, only what's necessary, only what you really need. Everything else, I'm moving aside. Meaning there's already a kind of preparation on part of nature that's starting to educate us. Everything that you were engaged in, put aside. Focus only on what's necessary for your existence, really. Dr. Lightman, therefore, It's a remedy and not a blow. It says that what the Creator, where He strikes, He cures. This is how we have to see these things. Everything will be the complete opposite. Norma, so a few things are interesting me. First of all, what is the drop of seed in this process? A reshimo from the new world. That is awakening in us on background of exhausting everything in the previous state. Itza, what do you mean by Rishimo, Dr. Lightman? A new spiritual gene that is awakening. Dr. Lightman, so it's a new spiritual gene that we were not familiar with. Dr. Lightman, yeah, it's developing in all of us now. Nitsa, in all of us together, Dr. Lightman, and in all of us together, in each and every one of us, and in all of us together. Nitsa, what exists in this spiritual gene? What kind of potential is there in it? Dr. Lightman, there is a reshimo, meaning a certain impression in it, information about the new state. Like with a cell that the embryo starts from. Norma, and it's a common gene, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, the drop of seed. No. We have many more questions. Dr. Lightman, don't worry. You have time. Norma. Now I'm thinking about the symbol of water, of where the baby is, that gives them life. Water is life. So what does it actually mean in this process that we're talking about humanity? What does it symbolize, the water? Dr. Lightman, water and the womb, it's necessary, of course. Otherwise, the baby couldn't survive. It surrounds him, envelops him. It's full of the different particles that we need. We examine this water, and then a baby, if the birth is proper, he comes out with the water, and then we have a good birth, successful birth. Nitsa, analogically, what is this water? Dr. Lightman, chassadim, that is all in the light of chassadim, our spiritual embryo. If we behave correctly and connect to come together into a healthy embryo, then we will feel ourselves in the light of chassadim. We will feel the way we are in the womb, because if we look at what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, then it says month after month how the baby has to develop. What does he hear? What does he see? What does he feel? How does he feel the world? He's already... It's about us. We're the ones that this embryo consists of. We're its parts. How do we see the new world compared with the old world and with this world that we're going to be born in? Nitsa and Norma. Amazing. Dr. Lightman, it's a real revolution in our perception. Nitsa. Previously, you described a state that unless we connect, we, God forbid, might really... it's like an existential problem. And really, there is a feeling that people are starting to feel, society is starting to feel that we really have existential problems that we're starting to feel. Is there a connection between the two? I mean, the reason due to which we feel this existential war, that people are unemployed, that sometimes they don't have their basic needs. Dr. Lightman, it's only the beginning. There will be, God forbid, of course, but there might be such states where, like we have nothing in times of atrocity. Nitsa, but what's the purpose, Dr. Lightman, to convince us to change our values in life, that besides connection, there's nothing? Either we unite or we die. Society, a connected society, or this is our burial place, as it says. Norma, so we're still in the phase of the pregnancy, Dr. Lightman. Of course, we're only at the beginning of the pregnancy. It's not the pregnancy yet, even. Norma, what point are we in? Dr. Lightman, I don't think that we have even began the 3 days of conception. Dr. Lightman, there's still, Nitsa, there's no impregnation yet. Dr. Lightman, yeah, we didn't stick to the wall of the womb yet. Norma, and what do we need in order to do this? Dr. Lightman, to connect, that's it. Only connection, above everything. Nitsa, what is our role as women in this intriguing process that you've described? Dr. Lightman, to start explaining what we talked about to all the women of the world, that we, as an embryo, have to now go ourselves through this entire process that every woman understands, is familiar with, knows that it's going through during the time of pregnancy. We have to enter an ibul, a state of impregnation in Ima Ila, so-called the upper mother nature, that place in which we all have to feel ourselves connected, existing in, and starting to develop in. And this is how we will merit birth. Norma, so a woman, due to her uniqueness, she is the only one that can give birth. She has an advantage in also understanding the process and explaining it. Dr. Lightman, of course. Who more than you understands, feels it on the inside? From the womb, it's such a sensitive place, the way it happens. Norma, just one last thing. Maybe not that. Well, there are women nowadays that can give birth. But all of us, all women, have to go through this and help. Dr. Lightman, all women have to go through this, and men, along with the women, will have to feel that they're inside a womb, that they're developing inside the womb, even though that it is a dark place in relation to our ego, but in regard to the will to bestow and connection, it is a world that is full of light, that allows us to develop and gives us a new life. Norma, so every woman has the potential. If she's not a mother yet, it's a part of her nature. Dr. Lightman, of course. And men will feel that too, to some extent. We'll feel that too. I don't know, it's... I felt it for the very first time when I was young, when I was a student. When we were taken to different departments, when I studied biocybernetics. We also watched a birth. And I remember how it affected us, really. We'll go through everything. Norma, affect you how, Dr. Lightman? First of all, I started respecting women for the suffering I saw that they're going through. I started disregarding doctors. I saw how much they disregard women, disrespect them. You know, different discernments. What do you want? You're 19 years old when you see something like that, and really it was in St. Petersburg. Many years ago. But I would recommend all men, all youngsters, men and women, to witness this. It's very, it really shakes a person up from the inside and positions him in a serious manner toward life. Nitsa, Dr. Lightman was amazing. Thank you very much. Norma, thank you. Dr. Lightman will grow, go through everything, will be born into a new world. Thank you. Amen.